This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Given my current financial status, I will be spending this New Year's Eve at home with my friends. We will ring in 2009 frugally. We are having a potluck. We're not the only ones toning down the festivities. As NPR's Robert Smith reports from New York, even the famous celebration in Times Square will be a bit more low-key.
I didn't know it was going to be this difficult. Pick that
up. Littering is a crime, but not on New Year's Eve.
Four, three, two, one. Happy New Year!
We're up on a terrace, four floors above Times Square, and volunteers are practicing tossing multicolored confetti over the ledge.
It's flying up, but we know it'll come down eventually.
We need to make it heavier.
About 3,000 pounds of confetti will be launched into the square tonight. That's about half of what was tossed a couple of years ago when the celebration was at its most extravagant. Tim Tompkins, the president of the Times Square Alliance, says that people won't notice anything different this year, except perhaps the absence of a prominent name on the marquee.
One variation is that our sponsor last year was GM. They're not our major sponsor this year, so that's a reflection of the times.
Also a sign of the economic climate, General Motors has been replaced in its sponsorship by a candy bar, Three Musketeers. And the producers of the celebration are looking for cost savings wherever they can.
I'm sleeping in the office this year. I didn't get a hotel room.
Jeffrey Strauss is co-producing the ball drop tonight, and he says the ball itself is a symbol of more frugal times.
We save in electricity now. We used to have light bulbs. Now we have LED lights. It's a big savings for us.
But no one wants to be the downer at the New Year's Eve party, whining about the economy. Tonight is supposed to be about leaving your cares behind, focusing on your future, not on your wallet. And yet John Williams, the president of the hospitality company, New York Guest, says you can almost feel the anxiety among bars and restaurants this year.
I think last year there was a great exuberance, there was a great demand, and I think that demand has slackened. And I think people are just looking for a better value this year, and the hotels and the restaurants recognize it and have come around.
A year ago, you would have paid $500 to see a New Year's Eve cabaret show at the Oak Room at the Algonquin Hotel. This year, it's just dinner, and it's only $100. How about something a little less formal? In 2007, it cost $645 to reserve an entire bowling lane at Bullmore in New York. This year, you could save $120 on that price. Williams says it's like airline pricing. The economics of New Year's Eve means owners will do anything to fill the joint.
A seat at a restaurant for $120 is better than a seat with no money.
Not that there aren't still plenty of very expensive options on New Year's Eve. Aileen Gallagher is an editor at Grub Street, New York Magazine's nightlife blog. She says the low-end events may be cheaper, but the top-of-the-line VIP events are more expensive than last year.
New Year's Eve is always a blowout event. People always spend money on it, and especially, I think, in a year where people don't think they're going to be spending a lot of money in 2009, then they'll dish it out this one last time.
Back in Times Square, while those volunteers test the confetti drop, pedestrians gather below, oohing and awing. Still, most of them say they won't be returning for the big ball drop tonight. Alice Slater-Levine will be staying in with friends on the Upper East Side.
We're definitely cutting back. When the Grateful Dead was around, we used to see a dead show, we see a fish show. But this year, we're just staying home.
Going to bed early is still the same price as it's always been. Free. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.